The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 36 through 38, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 4th, 1973, in London, England.
Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you? O son of Kunti, either you will be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Therefore, get up and fight with determination.
So, Arjuna's position is very precarious. There is a Bengali proverb, Naste Bose Ghumtata. A girl, she is very famous dancing girl. So, it is a system, as you have introduced, the girls and ladies, they have their veil, Ghumta. It is called Ghumta in Indian language. So, a dancing girl, when she was on the stage, she saw that so many of her relatives are there as visitors. So, she began to draw the veil. This is not required. You are a dancing girl, now you have to dance. You cannot be shy, you must freely dance. That is your duty. So Arjuna, some rascal has killed some man, giving the reason that killing is not sinful, because in the Bhagavad Gita is stated there. Yes, apparently to the rascals it appears like that, that Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight, and he says there is no sin. But the rascal does not see under what condition he is advising. Sadharmam apicha aviksha. The sadharma, the principle is, a Kshatriya's duty is to fight, is to kill in fight. If you are in fight, you become sympathetic. Then the same example, the dancing girl, when on the stage, if she is shy, and it is like that. Why she should be shy? She must dance freely. That will be credit. So, in the war field, you cannot be compassionate. That is not required. In so many ways. Ahimsa, Arjava, these are good qualities in the 13 chapters. Krishna has described Ahimsa, non-violence. Non-violence is generally accepted. And actually, Arjuna was non-violent. He was not a coward. Not that because he was coward, therefore he was refusing to fight. No. As a Vaishnava, naturally he is non-violent. He does not like to kill anyone, and especially his own family men. He was taking little compassion. Not that he was a coward. So, Krishna is encouraging, inducing Arjuna to observe the duty. You cannot deviate from duty. That is the point. When there is fight, you must fight regularly and kill the enemies. That is your credit. When you are fighting with the enemies, if you become compassionate, how shall I kill? That is cowardice. Krishna concludes here, Hato va prapsasi sargam jitya va bhoksasi mahini. There are two alternatives for a fighter, for a kshatriya, to fight in the battle, either gain victory or die. No bhayamidya. Fight to the last point. If you are able, then become victorious. Or die. No stoppage. All this fighting was meant like that. According to the Vedic culture, the kshatriyas, not the brahmanas. The brahmanas are not encouraged to fight or kill. No. They should remain always non-violent. Even there is required violence, the brahmana will not kill personally. He'll bring the matter to the kshatriya, royal order. Just like Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was being disturbed by some demon in the forest. They used to live in the forest. So Vishwamitra was able to kill such demon, many demons, by his will. But he did not do so. He went to Maharaj Dasarath, father of Lord Ramchandra, to request him that give your sons, Ram and Lakshman, I will take them with me, they will kill that demon. The killing is there, but the brahmana is not going to kill personally. Or the vaishya is not meant for killing. Neither the shudras. Only the kshatriyas. The kshatriyas should be so trained up. Just like in USA, there is some trouble in recruiting soldiers. Because why the difficulty? The difficulty is the training is like shudras. The young men are trained up like shudras. How they can fight? Therefore they are afraid. They try to avoid fighting. Because there is no division. Everyone in this age, everyone is shudra. How you can expect a shudra will be encouraged to fight? That is not possible. Therefore, real social structure should be four divisions. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. Brahman fully engaged for enlightenment of the people, knowledge, spiritual knowledge. They are meant for that. They will cultivate that knowledge personally, patan, and make students brahminical class. Similarly, Kshatriya, they should be trained up in politics, in fighting, not to flee away from fighting. These are the training of the Kshatriyas. Similarly, Vaishyas, they should be trained up how to cultivate, grow food grains, how to give protection to the cows. And Shudras are meant for simply serving this higher class, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. That is the program. So, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna because he is a Kshatriya. Sadharmam apichavekha. It is his duty. The rascal should not take example that Krishna encouraged killing. Therefore, everyone should kill. There is no thing. Without understanding. This is the difficulty. The rascal, they do not understand what is Bhagavad Gita. They interpret for their favorable condition. That's all. Here is Bhagavad Gita. They do not read the whole thing from Acharya. Misunderstand. Bhagavad Gita is not encouraging violence. That is not the Bhagavad Gita's purpose. But a kshatriya, when there is fight, dharma yuddha, yudhya dharmat, what is that before? Sukhina kshatriya prathon lavante yuddha vidrisha. Kshatriya becomes very satisfied to get such fighting, opportunity. Yuddham idrisham. Yadichya chupavannam sarvadharmapavritam. Sukhina kshatriya pratha labanti yuddham idrisham. Another phrase. Sadharmam apichaveksha nabikam pitamarahasi dharmadhi yuddhya chaya anna kshatriyasa naviddhati. Dharmadhi yuddhya. There are two kinds of fighting. Dharma-yuddha. Dharma-yuddha means right, righteous fighting. And adharma-yuddha means political. That is, one politician, he wants to keep his position. He engages the people in fighting, declares war. That is another thing. But when right thing, violence is required. So Arjuna, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna in dharma-yuddha, not unnecessarily killing in the slaughterhouse. Do not misunderstand Krishna. The rascal, they misunderstood. By killing, by his means, he gives the evidence of another rascal, although he is a learned professor. He says that because this man has killed on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, therefore Krishna is immoral. Just see, this is going. Without understanding Bhagavad Gita, in a so-called learned scholar also, talking of Krishna as immoral, he has encouraged a killing. Just see, such envious persons, and he is teaching Bhagavad Gita. This is going on. So, this is not the fact. The fact is, that there must be in the society four classes of men. Because sometimes violence is required. Just like why government is maintaining the police force, the military force. It is required for keeping law and order. So violence is bad. That's not right. But sometimes it is required. Just like poison. Poison is bad. But sometimes it is required for administering medicine. Even poison is administered. When one's heart is, according to Ayurvedic system, when a man's heart is almost to fail, at that time poison is given. So the heart becomes again agitated. In the medical science also. So poison is poison, but sometimes it requires as medicine administration. Similarly, violence, killing is bad. But there is circumstances where violence is righteous, religious. Therefore Krishna says, dharmadhi yuddha. So it is the kshatriya. Kshatriya means who gives protection, the citizen, from being hurt by the irreligious person. That is called kshatriya. Chak means injure, and tra means deliver. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, when he saw that a black man, Kali, was going to kill a cow, so he was going to inflict injury to the cow, and immediately Maharaj Parikshit took his sword, that to give protection to the cow from the injury of the black. So that is violence required. Tit for tat. One who is going to commit violence unnecessarily, the king, government should immediately take the sword and kill that person. That is government duty. Had it been Vedic culture prevailing now, all these persons were unnecessarily killing the cows in the slaughterhouse, they would have been killed by the king. You have done so sinful. So that kind of killing is fire. To give protection, innocent citizen or animal from being injured by the rascals, the government or the king should take his sword and kill immediately. This kind of killing is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Not that general killing. You can capriciously kill anyone and give the evidence, oh, it is Bhagavad Gita. It is there. How rascals they are interpreting. Therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without interpreting in a rascal's way. So Krishna says in two ways, that if you don't fight, then your enemies will blaspheme. Avachavadamsa badanti boho. They will concoct and manufacture some blasphemy against you. You are becoming very much sorry to fight with your kinsman. Undoubtedly you are very sorry. But if you are blasphemed, defamed by your enemies, better, before getting that, you better die in the fight. And dying, by dying you are not a loser. Because hatvava prapusi sadhana. Even if you die, don't think that you are loser. Because immediately you are promoted to the heavenly planet. Because you are fighting by the right cause, you become punnavan. Punnavan, righteous. The heavenly planet is meant for righteous person. So, by dying, by your death in this righteous fighting, you will be promoted to the heavenly planet. So both ways you will be profited. Tattva va prasasi svargyam jitva va bhokshase mahim. And if you become victorious, then you enjoy the kingdom. So both ways you are profited. There is no loss on your part. Tasma, therefore, uttishtha kauntriya juddhaya kritanishtaya. Kritanishtaya. Definitely decided that I must fight. Fighting must be there. Juddhaya, for matter of fighting. Uttishtha, get up. Why you are sitting like coward? Encouraging. Kratyava prasasi sargam jityava hoksasi mahim. Tasmad uttishtha kauntriya juddhaya kritanishtaya. Tato juddhaya juddhasya naivam papam avasasi. Here in this material world, when you walk, there are two things, either loss or gain, either happiness or distress, sukha dukha. Loss or gain, victory or, what is called? The opposite?
Defeat.
Because it is the world of duality. There must be something. Dual. Black, white. Darkness, light. Sukh, happiness, distress. Father, son. There must be. This is called relative world. One thing. To understand one thing, you must have the other thing. Opposite. Otherwise it has no meaning. In the absolute world there is no such thing. Opposite element. See, here Krishna is suggesting about the absolute duty. Lava labhu. When there is loss or gain, he was the same. Generally, when there is gain, we are very jubilant. And when there is loss, we become morose. But here Krishna is teaching that you remain in one position, either it is loss or gain, either it is victory or defeat, either it is happiness or distress. This is Brahma-bhuta. Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkati. A devotee is always prasannātmā because his happiness is to serve Krishna. His only business is to see Krishna happy, that's all. This is devotion. There may be loss or gain, there may be victory or defeat, there may be distress or happiness. It doesn't matter. It's not affected with this duality. That is being taught now. Real Bhagavad Gita begins here. Krishna is teaching. In the last after, this will go on in different languages up to the end of the Bhagavad Gita. Māmekaṁ saraṇam. That's all. Some Siddhi Harito Bhagavata also confirms. You do not look after whether it is loss or gain. You have to see whether Krishna is satisfied. That's all. That is your only business. That is your only business. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atat pungbhi dijasreshta varnasama vibhagastha. Sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritojanam. Haritojanam. The real perfection of life is whether by your action Krishna is satisfied. That is one. You don't consider of your personal victory, defeat, loss or gain or distress or happiness. That what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung when I work very difficult task for Krishna, that difficult task becomes very happiness for me. The difficult task becomes very happiness for me. That is the standard of happiness. In the material world, there is duality. In the absolute world, there is simply happiness. There is nothing else. That's why when Krishna is going to Mathura, all the gopis become very, very distressed, crying. But we cannot understand what is the happiness of that distress. That we cannot understand from this material point of view. That is greatest happiness. When the gopis were crying in separation from Krishna, that is greater happiness than meeting Krishna. This is Krishna philosophy. That is now beginning. Sukha-dukhe samikritya labha-labhu-jaya-jayo tato-juddhaya-jujyasa naivam-papam-vāpam. Thank you very much.